Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the show. I'm super excited you joined us tonight. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff, and you're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. This is show number 655, and today is Monday, July 9th, 2018.
And I'm your co-host, Brittany O'Keefe. We have a great show planned for you this evening. Our featured guest tonight is Betsy Ramirez, who will tell us about her member-driven online recipe sharing site, Dinner Deployed, for military families by military families. You can connect with Betsy on social media by going to her Facebook, Dinner Deployed, her Instagram, at Dinner Deployed, Twitter, at Dinner Deployed, or visit their website at, you guessed it, www.dinnerdeployed.com. Also, coming up in just a few minutes, our new 6 Lisa will be calling in with your need-to-know news.
If you're listening to our live show right now, we'd love for you to join us in our show discussion, which is currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guest, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will additionally be posted in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the AWN Core Team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers who are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on ArmyWifeNetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too. We're just like you.
Well, Brittany, we were chatting just a little bit before the show, but kind of catching up, you're in Korea now, and you were telling me that it's getting ready to rain there. We were kind of comparing weather notes, so how's life been in the O'Keefe household?
Well, like you said, it's getting ready to rain because it is officially kind of like monsoon season here. So the monsoons are just kind of rains that come in throughout the summer. And so I heard, like when I got here, that they usually start around July and go through August. And I'm telling you, it was like clockwork. It was like that last weekend of June, just all of a sudden, like, the weather flipped, and it was raining just about every day.
Wow.
Luckily, it didn't rain on the 4th for us. It was beautiful, but almost every single day, it's been raining off and on. Sometimes it's kind of like a heavy downpour that lasts for a couple of hours. And sometimes it could be just kind of like a drizzle or a light rain that's kind of on and off all day. So I'm learning to do as the Koreans do. And even if it's a day where it's sunny and beautiful outside, people still walk around with umbrellas because they know it could rain at any moment.
Oh, really? Do the rains come up that fast, or can you kind of see it on the horizon?
I mean, you could kind of see them on the horizon, but there are times when it just, the sky just opens up and you just got to be ready.
Wow. So is monsoon season like part of the summer there, or is it more of a spring? Like when we lived in Texas, we had kind of a season that felt like monsoon season. I don't think that's what they called it, but that was kind of the precursor before spring, and then you kind of had that again in the fall. So what would this season be considered there? You were telling me, too,
different.
That they have four seasons, all four seasons in Korea, right?
Right. Right, because when I got here, it was spring. And, of course, you would have
okay.
a little bit of spring showers here and there. But I think monsoon season is more of a summer thing because it just gets really hot and really humid, and it kind of stays like that.
And so then it's probably sticky and just icky after all that rain. Do you live in a mountainous area?
Yeah.
Do you have mudslides and stuff?
In our immediate area, there's no mountains, like, very close to us. You could kind of see some off in the distance, but I don't know. I haven't heard of any mudslides happening. Like, unfortunately, I know there's a lot happening in Japan right now.
Wow. I'm not looking for it.
Because
next
that's
week
the
we're heading back. I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just going to say the other part is there's been one typhoon that kind of skirted the south coast and southern islands of South Korea. And I think it actually ended up doing a little bit of damage to Okinawa. And there's
so
another typhoon.
Did that affect you all?
We got rain for maybe like a day straight. But we didn't get any of the winds or storm because we're more north in Korea. And it just kind of went through the south region. And there's also another super typhoon, but that one is supposed to miss us entirely. And it might end up hitting China. So that's another thing you got to look out for over here. Typhoons, monsoons, just, oh my goodness.
Wow. Well, I know on my end, our family is heading to the mainland next week, and you know, from Hawaii, the weather, it does warm up some and get a little bit cooler, but the temperature fluctuations is so, here it feels like that there's more of a fluctuation now that I'm used to it, but when we first got here, I didn't notice them because we're talking maybe 10, 20 degrees between our winter highs and our summer highs. You know, so it's pretty even. And over in the States where we're heading, we're going to the Midwest, it's like in the hundreds. And, you know, I am not looking forward to that dry Midwest sweltering heat, especially now that I'm used to the weather here. So,
Well, you know, depending on where you go in the Midwest, it could be really hot, sticky heat.
That's true. That's true. In Texas, I'm not from Texas, but that's what I have. My most recent memory of a duty station to refer back to, and you know, it would be sweltering and really burning hot, but it really wasn't all that humid. I didn't feel. But then you go, like my family's from Kansas, so we would be driving down I-35 heading towards Kansas, and it was almost like this sheet of humidity. You could almost feel this blanket cover you in humidity once you got to a certain point in Oklahoma as you're heading north. So, and then you have the hot, sticky, humid heat in Kansas. So I hear you. So, well, Brittany, let's take a peek into what's hot on Army Wife Network this week. Hot on our AWN blog, Experienced contributor Mary Spangler shares her concerns about the obstacles that come with being a military spouse and raising her children while her husband is away training. Read the rest of Mary's story by heading over to our blog at armywifenetwork.com and look for her post, Changes and Challenges. And that blog really did make me think. As a military spouse, Brittany, what are some ways that you handle the changes and challenges, like going from the States to Korea and all the other things that military life throws at you in between?
Well, I stopped making plans.
Right.
I think life is, if you're in the military life, it's just better to just don't really make plans, because they will
right.
get messed with.
Write everything in pencil.
Right. I learned really quick, because in Korea, I hear, because, you know, this is our first duty station, so we don't have anything to compare this to, but I hear that, yeah. So I hear that they train out here a lot more frequently than, like, stateside bases. And, you know, they're, like, I've been here since May. It's now July. And, you know, my husband is going on his third field training exercise. So I think we've probably spent more time apart in Korea than together. Yeah, I hear that they train a lot here compared to the States.
Wow.
Does that make it lonelier?
Have you been able to get connected with, like, a community there?
A little bit. I mean, this time coming up, I'm trying to, like, plan some, like, little day vacations for myself to keep myself busy. And, you know, it's like you got to really go out there and explore Korea, and it, you know, it looks like, unfortunately, I won't be able to do that as much as I want to with my husband, but that means I could still do it on my own.
That's true. Well, Brittany, what else hot on AWN this week? I'm so sorry. As you the listeners can tell, we're in two different, completely different sides of the world. Brittany is in Korea, and I'm in Hawaii, so there's a little bit of a lag between us from what I say on my end to when she hears it on her end. So that's the neat thing about being a military spouse. We can talk to each other from all over the world and bring that to you here at Army Wife Talk Radio. So go ahead. What were you saying, Brittany?
Oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what's hot on the AWN blog. So we have...
Sounds great.
Sarah Peachy, in her latest blog post, Happy Birthday USA, an ode to my home sweet home, wishes America a very happy 241st birthday. While Sarah is currently stationed in Germany, she says that America will always be her home sweet home, and she writes about the many accomplishments and influences America has had on the nation around the globe. So you can head over to our Army Wife Network blog to check it out. So, Crystal, what did you and your family do to celebrate America's birthday on the 4th?
Well, we're lucky enough to live near, right near, where they had the 4th of July festivities here on post. So we were literally a block away. It was literally behind her house, down one block. And so they had all the festivities, a parachute demonstration. So I just went out on my back porch and watched the soldiers jump from the airplane, and so that was really cool. And then we walked over and visited and looked over the festivities, and then for fireworks we came back, and because we knew they were shooting off cannons to the 1812 overture, so when the day before when I saw these 7 massive cannons being set up behind my house, I knew I needed to be home that night with my dogs. So that dog mom instinct kicked in with me. So I thought, I'm going to stay home with them, which is fine because we had an awesome view. And I set up my tripod and taught myself kind of a new technique in photography to capture the pictures of the fireworks. So that was our evening. Did they do anything like maybe on post there in Korea?
So we live really close to Camp Humphreys. We live off post. So we drove in that evening and they had kind of in their main square by the PX and commissary, they had a bunch of like tents set up. So people are selling food. They had a band playing in the main square. And, you know, there were, you know, things for kids to do, you know, that kind of thing. And so we went there and just me and my husband got some food, you know, classic cheeseburger, all American. And we kind of hung out and we stayed there for the fireworks and watched the firework display happen on post. And then when we were driving off the base, way in the distance, we were actually able to see Osan Air Force Base and their firework display going on, which is kind of cool.
Oh, neat.
So we kind of got a little bit of a 2-for-1. And then we just kind of came home and hung out for the rest of the night because he had the next day off.
Oh, neat. Well, that sounds like a great 4th of July over there. That's neat that you were able to take part in festivities and celebrate our nation's birthday. Well, a quick reminder that links to everything we've talked about tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed and in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. It's time now for a short break. Up next is our News 6 Lisa, bringing us your need-to-know news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Care provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The breastfeeding shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.TheBreastFeedingShop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit The Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/TheBreastFeedingShop.
There are lots of things in life that can take your breath away. Your first love, seeing the world. But life isn't the only thing that can take your breath away. Asthma is responsible for more sick days and ER visits than any other condition.
For your free booklet, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
There are many good reasons to be left breathless. Help make sure asthma isn't one of them.
The Will Rogers Institute, since 1936.
Life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 Report.
Welcome back, listeners. In case you can't tell, we are having some technical difficulties, not on our end, but on our server's end. So anyway, with that, we have our News 6 Lisa on the line bringing us your need-to-know news. Hi, Lisa. What's in the news this week?
Hi there, ladies. Listeners, heads up. According to an article on military.com, TRICARE fees could change again in 2019, including out-of-pocket flat rate care fees, deductibles, and for working age retirees enrollment fees. However, these changes will not impact TRICARE for Life users.
Lisa, how much will this affect military families come January 1st?
Well, the potential for annual fee increases or decreases is authorized in a law passed by Congress in 2017. Although until now, very little has been known about how or if those annual changes would actually take place. Services and fees offered by TRICARE are governed by the agency's policy manuals, which lay out the Pentagon's interpretation of rules set by Congress. For example, when Congress ordered TRICARE to provide referral-free urgent care access to TRICARE Prime users, officials developed and published in the policy the rules for doing so.
Lisa, what about programs like TRICARE Select? Will that be affected? And if so, in what ways?
Well, last year, Congress ordered TRICARE Standard to be changed to TRICARE Select, with a specific set of fees for troops and retirees who joined the military after January 1st of this year. And the TRICARE policy dictated how much current troops and retirees would be charged. The policy manual's official public updates for coverage and reimbursement generally lags behind a major new rules rollout. For example, while TRICARE's major updates went into play January 1st, the policy and reimbursement manual was only publicly updated June 15th. That update highlights a TRICARE plan to annually alter up or down the flat rate cost shares and deductibles for currently serving troops and the flat rate cost shares, deductibles, and enrollment fees for retirees.
So, Lisa, what else is included in the reimbursement manual about all of these changes?
The reimbursement manual states all fees, including enrollment fees, deductibles, and cost shares, are subject to review and annual updating in the calendar year. It also states this section provides the policy regarding fees and the calendar year 2018 amounts. Annual updates thereafter will be published on the Defense Health Agency website.
Do you happen to know what those updates will be based on?
Well, what the updates are based on going forward is not stated in the manual. The cost share fees were originally based on a complicated calculation that considered average expenses on each type of service, officials said last year. We also don't know when those new fees will be released. They were originally planned for January of this year. However, different lower fees were put into place just a few weeks before the changes started.
So is there a chance that the fees are going to rise even more?
For troops and retirees who joined the military after January 1st, 2018, or for those who use TRICARE's purchased plans, including TRICARE Reserve Select, fee changes are set by law, not by policy. That law says that the rates must be annually indexed to the amount by which retired pay is increased, the reimbursement manual notes. In other words, any fee increase will be directly tied to the annual cost of living adjustment for military retirees. The higher that bump, the more the fees will go up.
Wow. Well, Lisa, thanks so much for bringing us this important information. And listeners, please stay tuned. After this short break, we'll be talking with Betsy Ramirez, joining us to discuss her website, Dinner Deployed. We'll be right back.
Hey there. I'm Crystal Niehoff, owner of Army Wife Network. Army Wife Talk Radio is the longest-running podcast of its kind since 2005, and we're now in our 13th year with over 60,000 listens per month. We're proudly a talk show, not a rehearsed or edited podcast, and powered entirely by volunteers who are just like you, sharing our military spouse journeys with you because we're all in this together. AWTR strives to provide an interactive experience with relevant information and exciting guests so you come away from each episode informed, encouraged, and empowered. Army Wife Network truly is your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Thanks for listening.
Christina Applegate. When someone you know is diagnosed with cancer, it can leave you speechless. When you don't know what to say, there are real ways you can stand up and show that you care. Listen without judgment or giving advice. Be specific about how you can help, like delivering a meal or babysitting. Educate yourself about the diagnosis. When you understand what a patient is going through, you're better able to help. Visit showthatyoucare.org to learn more about how you can stand up for someone that you love.
Are made possible through the service and sacrifice of our military, first responders, and their families. The Gary Sinise Foundation shows its gratitude through concerts and festivals at bases around the globe, community outreach programs across the country, and building brand new custom smart homes for our most severely wounded veterans. Find out how you can join the cause. Donate at GarySiniseFoundation.org.
A product or service to offer our listeners?
Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network.
ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available.
Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship
or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehaus.
And I'm your co-host, Brittany O'Keefe. Joining us tonight is Betsy Ramirez, creator of Dinner Deployed, a member-driven online recipe sharing site for military families by military families. Military families have a unique lifestyle which sometimes requires out-of-the-box thinking when it comes to mealtime. At Dinner Deployed, military families can create a member profile and upload their own recipes to share with fellow military families. There's also a blog, which is an extension of the site, where military families can share their stories through food. Betsy and her team invite us to pull up a chair to their table and share a meal with them.
Dinner Deployed was started by Betsy, who is an Air Force spouse and registered dietitian nutritionist. Betsy had an ache in her heart for the food and community she encountered while stationed overseas, and she wants to help military families put a good meal on the table and provide meal solutions for all the occasions that the military life has to offer.
Welcome to the show, Betsy.
Thanks so much for having me, Crystal and Brittany. I'm excited to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Well, thanks for, yes, sorry, there's a little bit of a delay for being 10,000 miles away. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. And can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you're calling from this evening?
Yes. I am a registered dietitian nutritionist. I am an Air Force spouse, and I've been in the food business for over 20 years. My husband is actually also a registered dietitian nutritionist, and that's how we met. And then he decided to go into the Air Force. So I've been following him around for 14 years now. But we're in the middle of a PCS, so I'm calling in from Franklin, Tennessee. We're on our way from Louisiana to North Dakota, so this is where my family's located, so that's where I'm at tonight.
All right, so what specifically prompted you to start Dinner Deployed?
Well, I've been food blogging for several years, and we got stationed in Germany, And I just experienced the tight military community that we have there. And when we returned home, I just felt so disconnected with fellow military families. And, you know, I looked at some of the Blue Star family surveys they were doing, and I noticed that there were a lot of military families who received WIC or on food stamps. And then, you know, a lot of people struggle, would always come to me, and they just struggle with, you know, my husband's deployed, my spouse is deployed. I really don't feel like cooking. I would rather really just have cereal and wine for dinner. And it just inspired me to try to help, you know, other military families who have gone through the same things that they're experiencing, and to create community and to talk about the things that we go through. And I think there's no better way to than through delicious food.
So can you go into detail as to, like, what exactly is Dinner Deployed, and how can military families benefit from that?
Yeah, great. Dinner Deployed is a recipe sharing site, so it's member-driven. So if you go to dinnerdeployed.com, you can make your own member profile, and you can upload into your own account your own recipes to share with other military families. You even have an opportunity to write a blurb about, you know, this is something I make, you know, during deployment, or if I have a friend who's having a baby, these are great meals that work for, you know, whatever the unique situation that you may have going on, PCS, if you're cooking down, things like that. Speak the terminology that the military speaks. So you can just go on there, create your account, submit your recipes. And if you don't want to submit your recipes, you can always just contact us and share your story with us. We would love to hear your story about, you know, maybe you do eat cereal for dinner every night when your spouse is deployed. Maybe, you know, there are nights where you have popcorn and wine, you know. That's okay. We've all been there. We've done that. We understand. But, you know, there's, like, today, for instance, one of my team members, who's also a dietitian and military spouse, she did a great blog post on making freezer meals work for your family, to give people ideas and inspiration, you know, for their meals. So, you know, there's a lot of ways that people can benefit from it. And I've got a lot of other things planned as well for that. And we have a free e-cookbook. We have a cooking down planner. There's lots of resources that I'm developing and have developed just to help make life a little bit easier, because, you know, military life can be difficult.
Yes. Well, Betsy, is Dinner Deployed only for families, or can, like, single soldiers or couples use it as well?
No, it's not only for families. It's for everyone. And we're going to be covering that. We're going to be doing some series on, you know, cooking for one or two. We're going to be doing it for families. We're going to be doing it for kid-friendly stuff. There's going to be a lot of new content coming out as soon as I can get through this PCS. But, yeah, we're for everyone. We're for everyone who's in the military. And, you know, even people who are working in the civilian sector but are still kind of, I know, overseas, they were all kind of treated as, you know, military as well. So, you know, if you're living this unique lifestyle, we're for everyone.
Awesome. So that brings me to a question from a listener, that this would be a good time to insert it. Is it, you said it's not just for families, but it could be for civilians as well. Is there, like, a criteria or a selection process that you go to, an application process that you go through to join the site?
No. When you go in and you make your account, my team has to approve it. So you can just let us know, you know, how you are serving, whether it be in government service or in the military. Sometimes, you know, if you're working for the State Department, you're living almost the exact same life. I actually have a really good friend who's about you know, to go overseas and serve in the State Department, and she's going to utilize the website, and I encouraged her to upload her recipes. So, yeah, definitely. I'll approve it. Just let me know when you're going through the process, and we'll approve it.
Awesome. Well, your website is called Dinner Deployed. Is it only to be used, like, during deployments? Or how about, like, during a PCS or just everyday military life?
It's I'm glad you asked that because I think the name has kind of thrown people off a little bit, like, oh, that's just for deployment. It's not. It's just deploying a meal when you need it, you know, the most. And
I love that.
You know, Lord knows, we all need it when we're PCSing, especially because I've gotten down to the point where I'm making peanut butter and jelly pancakes for my family because we're trying to get everything out of the cabinet. You have to get creative sometimes. So no, it's not just during deployments. I just did a great Facebook Live on how to prepare your kitchen for PCS, and I shared tons of great tips on just quick and easy things you can do to get your kitchen ready, where you can just move in and not have to wash everything in a box, which is like my biggest pet peeve. Like, who wants to move into the house and then have to put everything in the dishwasher? It's so annoying. So I have a lot of tips on stuff like that too.
Oh, fantastic. So why should military families be a part of Dinner Deployed versus maybe another recipe sharing site or a meal planning site?
Well, I mean, people can be a part of whatever that they want. I just really am passionate about connecting military families. I feel like in the States, we have kind of gotten away from each other. I feel like, you know, if you don't live on base, that sense of community kind of gets lost. And I feel like Dinner Deployed can help, you know, bring people back to the table. And, you know, down the road, we're going to be doing some really exciting things where you can do some outreach in your community and have some freezer meal parties and things like that, that get that connection back to military families. Because, you know, after over 17 years at war, we're all kind of worn down. And there's, you know, food is healing. Food brings people together. And this is just my way of giving back and bringing us all back to the table and having those hard conversations sometimes that we don't want to have. And, you know, just a safe place to let people know that, you know, it's okay. We've all been there. It's going to be okay. And we're here for you. And, hey, you know what? You know, it may stink for you about right now, but, you know, here's something quick and easy you can get on the table for your family tonight. It's, you know, you don't just have to have wine or cereal for dinner.
Wow. That brings up such a good point of military families can relate to each other in a way that someone who is rooted in their community can't quite, you know, not to, you know, put anyone down or anything like that. But we have unique experiences and we can relate to each other in a way and be family to each other in a way that maybe we can't otherwise. And that's a neat way of building community because, you know, traditionally we would meet up in a kitchen or, you know, when I was growing up, my grandma would have gals over, and I remember her being with her girlfriends, and they would be cooking up something in the kitchen, and I would be sitting there waiting to taste test something, you know. And so it brings back fond memories, and so I really love that answer. And out of curiosity, does your site offer some sort of other way to connect other than, or maybe chat with each other other than the recipe sharing?
Right. Well, I have it'll depend on what the members want right now. I do have a secret group that I have not launched yet that I have a few people in right now on Facebook. It seems like Facebook groups, people tend to connect a little bit better. I might do that, or there's an option of a forum that I could open. So really I just need to hear from people as the site continues to grow and see what they would benefit from and where we can have a little bit more intimate conversations and things like that. Because there's a lot I plan on doing with this site to help people and having a lot of resources and you know, real solutions. And, you know, just that it, for me, really, it's about connection. And food, it doesn't have to be healthy all the time. And I know some people, you're a registered dietitian, you know, is it only healthy recipes? Well, no, it doesn't have to be just healthy recipes. It can be, you know, comfort foods. I mean, I'm a Southern girl. I grew up on mac and cheese and deep fried everything. You know, it's okay. I'm not going to turn you away. It's totally fine. I still, you know, when I came home to Tennessee, I got to dive into some of my comfort food too. So, no, it's just, you know, again, the story behind the food. What helps you? Did a friend bring you this recipe when you just had your baby? You know, I have like three or four friends right now who have newborns, and one of them, it just breaks my heart. Her husband is deployed while she had her baby, you know, and she's in a town where she doesn't really know anyone. She just PCS'd in, and she had this baby, and she had to go stay with her parents in another state. And, you know, there is nothing I want to do more than to go give her a casserole, because that's what Southerners do. But she's in Texas. I can't get to her. But, you know, if somebody connected with her through our site or through our Facebook group or our page or Twitter or whatever, you know, that might be possible. So those are the kinds of things I would like to change. Just, you know, helping people when it counts the most, when they feel lonely, when they're, you know, I just can't imagine the pain of having your child when your spouse isn't there. That did not happen to me, but I just ache for her. So, you know, any way to ease that pain, and, you know, maybe it's my Southern upbringing that, you know, a casserole or a dish fixes everything.
Right. And the neat thing that I love about this concept is that I'm the type that I'm not much of a cook, so I never quite know what to make. And so to have somewhere to go where somebody has shared a tried and true recipe is the perfect solution for someone like me. So I'm excited to go look your site over. Well, Betsy, we need to take a quick break. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm glad you said that. When we come back, I would love to talk to you more about the convenience part of things that we're going to offer on Dinner Deployed.
Perfect, perfect. Well, and let's talk about that when we come back. And listeners, if you're listening to our show live right now, we'd love for you to join us in our show discussion that's currently taking place over on Twitter. You can comment on the show, as you've seen, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN core team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and be sure to use #ArmyWife to participate. That makes it show up in our feed so that we see that you're commenting on the show. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed as well as in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. July is Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. Juvenile arthritis, also known as JA, affects nearly 300,000 children in the U.S. JA describes many specific autoimmune or inflammatory conditions that can develop in children 16 and under. These conditions share many common symptoms such as joint pain, joint swelling, redness, and warmth. JA can also attack the skin, muscles, eyes, and gastrointestinal system. With early diagnosis and intervention, remission is possible. Treatment goals include reduction of inflammation, control of pain, and improved quality of life. Treatment involves medication, physical activity, eye care, and healthy eating. If you suspect your child suffers from JA, your pediatrician can help you find a pediatric rheumatologist. Pediatric rheumatologists are available at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Madigan Army Medical Center, via telehealth, and in the TRICARE network. Visit the Walter Reed website for more information. Army Medicine, one team, one purpose, conserving the fighting strength since 1775.
What?
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Betsy Ramirez, who is sharing with us about her website, Dinner Deployed. Before we went to break, Betsy was sharing with us the benefits to military families who are part of the Dinner Deployed site. Betsy, what are the steps that military families should take to join your website?
Great. All they have to do is go to the website, dinnerdeployed.com, and they can just click on Create My Account up in the top right corner. And it's really easy breezy to go through the process, and our team will approve you. And you can upload your picture, create your own account, load your recipes. It would be great if you had a photo with your recipes. It doesn't have to be a glamour shot or a beauty shot, but you know, it's real food. It's something that you love and you make all the time, and just upload it, and we'll get it on there. So it's really easy. Also, on the Facebook page, we're going to launch a group. It's already up. I just haven't officially launched it. So that's going to be coming up soon. You can keep track of that on the Facebook page so we can have some more conversations about what's good to eat.
Awesome. I have a question about validating their account. We have a listener that actually has already gone to the site to sign up, and
yay,
she said that when she used the link that it was asking for an activation key, so that she didn't find in the email. So
Suggestions. If she would just email me at dinnerdeployed at gmail.com, and I will help walk her through that process.
Awesome.
So,
yes, people are already lining up to sign up. We're excited.
Yay! I love it. I'm sorry if they're having problems. Sometimes that happens with technology, so I'm learning.
Right.
So just if they bear with me with the new site, I would, we'll get them signed up. No problem. So dinnerdeployed at gmail.com. Just shoot me a line.
That's right. Your site is really new. When did it go live?
Oh, it went live in May. So this has been it's a work in process. This has actually been in my mind for over 2 years. It started as a pitch to Stars and Stripes in Europe, and I sat on it for about a year, and it just kept eating at me and eating at me. And I had lunch with one of my very best friends, and she's like, "Why are you not doing this?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know." And I just finally decided to do it. So I've been working on getting the team together and the site together for over a year now. But the site launched in May.
So it's still
in
its infancy.
Yeah, it's
relatively new. Already have so much on it. So much of it. It's really neat.
Oh, thank
I'm
you.
Looking at it for...
Thank you. Yeah, there's
so
actually some really great recipes.
Oh, neat.
Sorry,
so
go ahead.
Are there already several recipes that are on there?
Oh, tons. Yeah, we've got chicken, we've got
awesome.
Pork, we've got frittatas, we've got pies. I mean, there's already quite a few recipes on there. We would love to have more. Absolutely would love to have more. So, there's actually, because I'm a dietitian, I have a lot of military spouse dietitian friends, and I have gotten them to help contribute a lot. And they're the ones who've actually have contributed to our ebook, our free e-cookbook, 14 Days of Dinner. And some of those recipes aren't on the site, but they're only in the e-cookbook. But the ones that we have featured are like your sheet pan meals, your slow cooker meals. We're going to get some Instant Pot meals up, because the Instant Pot was just, I mean, for me, it's been life-changing. And what I was telling you about earlier was convenience items. I'm going to be doing a series on things that you can buy straight from the grocery store and get on the table in like less than 10 minutes. Things that you just have to shove in the microwave, or easy, super easy to prep stuff, because a lot of times, especially if you're a parent and, you know, your spouse is TDY or deployed and you're the one holding down the fort, you don't have time to spend an hour in the kitchen. You may have little ones at your feet. You may have, you may have to go to 2 soccer practices that night. You're shuttling kids, stuff like that. You don't have time for, fussy meals. So also planning a freezer meal. I started our first freezer meal series today. Diane did a great job of breaking down how easy that can be, and there were some suggestions she had that are already on the website. She has a great recipe for meatloaf pizza. I know that.
Oh,
I just think that's like brilliant.
That actually sounds delicious, but I love meatloaf.
Well, my mom's meatloaf is on there too, so you can check that one out. That's like my husband drools over that one, but I just think meatloaf pizza is like the most brilliant idea. So, but yeah, there's tons of really quick and easy ideas you can grab on the site.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, in addition to recipes, what current resources do you have, and what do you hope to have available in the future?
We have the e-cookbook. So when you sign up for our newsletter on the site, it will send you our free 14 days of dinner. So it's 14 recipes from military spouses who also happen to be dietitians. So they're healthy. They helped me get started. So I'm really excited about that e-cookbook. I also have a cooking down planner. If you go through the blog, there's a post about cooking down, and you can get, it's basically for meat, because I think meat is like one of the biggest, issues on having to cook down, and it gives you some recipe ideas to go with your meat. We're going to add to that over time, and it's going to be more robust. We've got some things in the works for freezer meal planning that are coming up. That's going to be really exciting. So maybe we can have some people doing their own freezer meal parties with their, for the Air Force, we have squadrons or your battalion groups or, in the Army, I know y'all have a different structure. In the Air Force, we have flights
Italian,
and we have
brigade,
squadrons
yeah.
and we have groups. Yeah, and y'all have brigades. And my husband's whole family's Army, and he's like the only Air Force. So, I kind of know some of the Army terminology because we just spent time with them, but, it's so funny for us to go back and forth. And I'm like, your squadron? They're like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. But, it's just another way to bring us those freezer meal parties, the cookbook, sharing those things. Those are things that you can share within your units or whatever we call them, whatever service that we're in or the office. Just a way to bring us all together and provide resources for each other that's free. I think that's really important. And there's a lot of things down the pike I have planned that I'm really excited about that I can't quite tell about. But I'll be sure to let you guys know when I launch stuff. So,
fantastic. Do you have like a long-term goal or vision with Dinner Deployed?
I do. I'm going to start doing some, I would like, my vision is to start doing some cooking series too, and to cook with other military spouses and to tell their stories. I think the story is just the most compelling part. The food is just a minor part. It's about, our community. And, I really get frustrated. Coming back, I was just so frustrated because I'm like, don't you get we're at war? Still, we're still fighting a war. There are people still dying for our freedom. There are people still going through really hard things. There are military spouses who are grieving. There are people having babies without their spouses. We need to tell our story. And, cooking is just so soothing. And food is so soothing. And I think people just are more open to connecting with you over food. So that's really something I'm excited about doing in the future. And we're going to do more Facebook Live, and now that there's IGTV, it'll all kind of go across every platform. There's quite a few other things I'm not quite ready to announce yet, but definitely be on the lookout for resources that pertain to anything about mealtime. And I would love feedback from, you know, people, from members, from anyone in the military community who have ideas that they would like to see us develop. You know, we're open to that too. But this is just the beginning. This is just the very beginning. And I've got a great team with me, and I'm just excited to see where this can go.
Well, how can military families keep up to date with everything Dinner Deployed is doing now and your secret plans in the future?
Yes. Well, the newsletter is the best way. I haven't sent out a ton of them since we started just because we're PCSing, of course, but that's going to be over next week, and we're going to be really focused on the future after that. So, yeah, the newsletter, Facebook, make sure that you're clicking the follow button and you're going under there. You know, there's the default and see first, and just make sure that we're in your feed. Instagram, post a lot on Instagram. I'm trying to get better about Twitter. I really am. And I just started our Pinterest page, so it's kind of bare, but I'm getting that built up. So, like I said, we're just in the beginning of this, and we're just really excited to have, you know, military families be a part of it.
Well, that's awesome. Seems like you've covered, you know, your website, you've got all the social media, you have a newsletter. Are there any other places that our listeners to go to learn more about your project and what you're doing?
Just head to the website. You can read about us in the About section. You know, stay connected with us. If you have any suggestions or questions or have trouble with the website, just email us at dinnerdeployed@gmail.com and we'll get back to you and be sure to help you out. So, and if you want to tell your story, you know, reach out to me. I love talking to people. I have no problems talking to people. I want to hear your story. I want to know about you and your family and, you know, what you guys are going through. And if you're struggling, you know, how can I help? I would love to know.
Well, awesome. Well, Betsy, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing about Dinner Deployed. I can't wait to go sign up.
Oh, yay. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to have you.
And listeners, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Join us next week, July 16th, 2018, when our featured guest will be Carrie Dawes, joining us to discuss her book, A New Home for Allie. This is a book written by a military mom addressing relocation on a child's level. It's going to be another encouraging and empowering show. You don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, you could join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, info, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Army Wife Network is your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal.
Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD,
any local government, or their agencies.
Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. We'll be right back.